planned on getting something, receiving something, came expecting a hope, get something that I needed. Maybe I didn't even know what it was, but God knows. God can has showed me things in church or praying that I didn't even know I needed. I'm sure other people might have seen it, but it's always nice whenever God can give it to you in love and gentle in a way you can accept it and understand it. I was thinking earlier when Sister Fisher was talking about a psychiatrist, and I'm certainly glad that didn't happen to me, because I know that I'm not normal, and most people here might even agree before the night's over that I'm definitely not normal. And I think I realized that at a very early age, and I tried hard to fit in and be normal. Tried very hard to go with the flow out in the world, to make my own path, go where few had gone before. Well, found out that trail definitely was wore out. I found out here some things recently too that made me even know I was less normal than I thought I was. Government comes up with what normal is. The definition for normal is decided on. They take the extreme spectrums on both ends, whether it be wicked people versus real, Amish or however the extreme they can find. And they draw a line right through the middle, and that's normal. That's not good enough. That's not good enough for me. That's not good enough for my family. I hope and pray that my kids don't turn out normal. I've told this story before, and it's a little embarrassing, but I've been in carpentry work, and I've been around a lot of chemicals and, staining stuff and spraying lacquer and all that stuff, and definitely had my feel of that. But I worked at this company that the boss, trying to be real frugal, and he got all the rags at the Salvation Army or someplace like that for us to stain cabinets with. And I was digging through the boxes one day, and I found this really nice T-shirt. Nice white T-shirt, had a nice collar on it, nice tight stitch, and I thought, man, this looks brand new. I can't believe somebody threw this away. So I got it out, tried it on. It fit, and I thought, well, what? At least I could wear it while I'm doing this work, and I won't get my other clothes dirty. Well, I liked it so well, I started wearing it, and I was probably in my 20s, actually. I didn't grow up around TV, so there's a lot of things that I didn't know, undiscovered to me. I was little in the dark on a few things. But it had a nice embroidery emblem. It said Special Olympics on the right up here. And I didn't know what that was, but I thought, it must be some elite group of people And I wore it a few times, out to town even. And definitely got some looks and some comments I didn't really know for sure what they were talking about. But then I think I just stopped wearing it and eventually probably gave it back to Goodwill or somewhere. But, you know, later on, and it hadn't been too many years ago, I came home from work and TV was on and there was something on. I just started watching it. And it was about the Special Olympics. And so I watched it, and I was really surprised what I seen. It was a race, I think it was all men, about six or seven men in a race, and they blew the whistle or whatever they did. They were showing it on the news. They thought it was worthy to be played again. And, you know, the guys started running best they could. And one of them fell down. And just all at the same time, like all of the runners were in one mind, immediately stopped, went back and picked up the guy that fell and carried him across the finish line. They all went across together. And I'd have to say, if I still had that T-shirt, I'd wear it proudly, because I'm special. I figured that out. I know what I found in this church. You know, the brethren praying for each other, and you know, if I fall behind, I hope and pray that you guys come and get me and pick me up. And I know that in time, that even as this goes on, it's even going to get more that way. There'll be brethren ready to catch you before you even hit the ground. And we need that. I need that. I can't encourage myself all the time, you know, every time I need it. I need that from other people. I need sometimes somebody just to give me a kick in the pants, tell me to get with it, tell me to stop being a baby. God has just, this last year especially, God has really, really made me feel special. I don't know exactly what he feels about me, about my faults, my shortcomings, things that he probably knows that I could be trying harder on, or, you know, I could be definitely extending a hand of help at times when I extend people a hand of judgment. You know, there's people that will ask for my help, and it's easy to tell them, well, or to think, whether you tell them or not, you know, bite your tongue, but, you know, you're thinking, well, you wouldn't be in this problem if you would have had some better principles, or, you know, it's easy just to think of all different ways why that somebody shouldn't need your help, but, you know, they wouldn't be asking you for help if they did, you know, did what you thought they needed to do. That'd be fine. But God, even through all that, has just really made me feel special. I really feel that he loves me, that he cares about me. You know, it's just, the world doesn't understand it. You know, I've been told by people that I work around that I'm socially retarded. You know, why don't you come out after work and, you know, we'll go over here to the pub and we'll have a few drinks and, you know, talk and we'll have some fun. It's like, no, I don't think so. I think I better go to church. You're socially retarded. Don't you care? I mean, don't you want to get out and be normal? No, I've tried to be normal before. And you know what? I could tell him. Didn't want nobody wants to hear my opinion. I could tell him what's in store for him. I know. Actually, one of his friends that he went with is in the middle of a divorce right now. You know, I know it's not edifying. There's times that it's a nice day. You know, the nice day of the month just happens to fall on Sunday. Best time to go fishing or hunting. Calendar of the moon is just right, you know. You got a couple friends that would be glad to meet you out there on a Sunday when you should be in church. But I know I'm not going to get edified. I'm not going to be built up. I'm not going to be helped. This guy that should be in church also is not going to be encouraging me out there. I'm not going to get what I need. And God always meets my need in church. I don't always get what I want sometimes, but I get what I need. God keeps me encouraged. This last year I'm in construction, and I've heard so many stories. I've just met so many people. I've known people that I haven't talked to him personally, but people I knew, I hear stories, you know, they lost everything. People that were doing good, you know, making big money several years back. I haven't got any raises. In fact, I'm living on less than I was. Thank God I can do that. Thank God he made a way. And, he's just showed me through all this just how special I am, how the benefits of, serving God, trying to be thankful for what God has given me, and remembering to praise him and to acknowledge God's goodness to others. I know I don't do as good as I should. Always room to grow there. I'm not where I should be there at all. I probably rarely give God more than 7 minutes of praise, you know, more or less 7 days. That time may come. But I just feel so good. God, you know, when God can show his love and just make you just feel so good, the world can't understand it, you know, praying to a God that they can't see, talking about the Holy Spirit they can't feel, they don't know anything about it, being faithful to a church that's getting smaller. So I could go on and on and on why the people in the world don't understand and think I'm weird, you know, I'm something wrong. But that's okay. I had conversations with people at work, you know, about God and the Spirit and eternal life, and they's like, you can't prove any of that. You can't show me nothing. Well, if that makes me special, that's okay. If I have to ride the short bus out of here, that's okay too. I don't want to be ashamed of God. I don't want to be ashamed of what God's done for me. I've been that in the past, you know, trying to fit in with the world and go with the flow of the world. You try to act more normal than what you are, but I don't want to do that anymore. I was telling Brother Tyrone that I've run out of excuses. You know, I've said in our church, you know, before I got married, I always told myself, you know, when I get married, or just right while I'm dating, I'm going to straighten everything up patch everything up, just get on fire for God, and just everything's going to be great. Just for them, you know, that's it from then on out. Well, and then it kind of went to, you know, first kid. Oh, yeah, when the baby's, you know, born, I'm going to do better. I'm going to be more on fire for God. I'm going to, you know, do pray and read the Bible and just be serious about it. You know, and just, you know, every time there's something that comes up, I've run completely out of excuses. I don't want any more excuses. I don't need any more. I've found something better than that. He was telling me, you know, the word in short form, you know. Trying to excuse yourself from, you know, doing the things that, you know, you need to be doing, or, you know, it's just justifying yourself. I definitely desire everybody's prayers. You know, if people I work with could see me in here praying, hugging all you brethren, and boy, you know, I don't know where I might end up in some institution somewhere. You know, they said that the song, the love of God, was the words was written on a wall in one of them places. So it's I thank God I'm special. God, you know, I could have been a normal person. And I praise God I'm not. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for the lively stones that I see around here. I see people that are staying encouraged, that are, you know, still in church, appear to be faithful, appear to be trying to help pull the load and work in God's kingdom. I pray all the time for God to bless people that work in His kingdom. I don't care if it's the preacher or just anybody that's trying to work in God's kingdom, for God to bless those people. They, you know, it's a choice. That's not something that anybody can make you do. It's a willing choice when you really decide that you want to do a work of some kind, no matter how small it is, for God, to help God's kingdom, to help God's people, to whether it be encourage them or just any way that you can help. I'm thankful that God has changed me and helped me be more encouraged and more more on fire, more, just, you know, it's like every day is new, you know, the experiences all just all over new again. God can renew Himself every day. Thankful to be here, and thankful to be able to get up and talk. I'm not a talker. Just thankful for everybody here. Thankful for God's plan that I see working in the church. You know, the big picture. I'm thankful that God has let me see that. You know, if sometimes I think if God hadn't showed me some of that stuff, that maybe I wouldn't even be here. And I'm just thankful that God cared enough, not special enough, for Him to show me that and to let me know that it was Him that showed it to me, not some person, you know. So I'm just glad to be here.
Praise God. Come on.
Bless the Lord.
Man. ¿Qué espera, hermana? No. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
No, we need another mic.
Yeah.
One of those right over there.
They're not cordless. They're not cordless. She needs to stand out of bear.
There's a cordless one over there. It's okay. She's got this.
Hallelujah.
I don't either. Is it on? No.
Let me see.
Hello? No. Español.
Yeah. Es una gracia para mí estar aquí hoy.
It's a privilege for me to be here tonight.
Este es el día 365. El último día del año.
It's the last day of the year. Of the year, yes.
Es una gracia para mí haber estado con usted y compartir cada uno de los momentos de estos últimos 5 meses del año.
It's been such a pleasure to be with each one of y'all this last few months. I really enjoyed it.
Yo no voy a decir mucho en realidad. Yo simplemente quiero poner cuchillo en mi garganta delante del ministerio.
I don't have much to say. I just want to present myself to the ministry.
Yeah. Quiero poner cuchillo en mi garganta. Voy a poner cuchillo en garganta. O sea, lo que
I just want to do my part.
Yeah, claro.
Sí. Garganta means throat, so I don't know what he means by that.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Para mí ha sido una real gracia y una gran bendición. He aprendido bastante.
It's been a blessing to be here and I have learned a lot. Maybe not enough English.
Creo que tengo bastante para llevarme a casa.
I think I've learned a lot to take back home with me.
He aprendido mucho en la casa de mis abuelos.
I've learned a lot in my grandparents' home.
Ahora yo voy a casa de mi madre a enseñar.
And now in my parents' home.
Quiero agradecerle al pastor, su esposa, por su hospitalidad, por recibirme en su casa.
I want to thank Brother Smith for keeping me in their home. The hospitality was wonderful.
En su esposa también.
And Sister Smith.
Para mí es una bendición.
It's been such a blessing to me.
No tengo palabras para expresar lo que Dios ha hecho por mí en mi vida en estos últimos días.
I don't have words to express what God has done for me in these last few days.
Quiero que sepan que yo he sido una persona que siempre he tenido temor de Dios.
I've been the type of person that I used to be. I used to fear the Lord.
Creo que ese es el principio de la sabiduría.
That's been at the beginning.
El principio
at the beginning.
De la sabiduría.
Oh, okay. At the beginning of the salvation. My salvation.
Y eso es lo que me ha traído al cuerpo de Cristo hoy.
And that's what's brought me to this body of Christ.
Yo entiendo que no hay otro lugar donde encontrar salvación que no sea el cuerpo de Cristo.
I don't think there's another place that I could find what I've learned at the body of Christ.
Este es el único lugar donde tú aprendes a cómo controlar, donde tú te enseñan a conocer a tu enemigo.
Yes, this is the only place that they teach you how to recognize your enemy.
Yo sé que ser una persona tal como Cristo es difícil.
I know that trying to be like Christ is very difficult.
Pero no debe de faltar el deseo y las ganas de ser como Cristo en nuestras vidas.
But I don't want to lose the desire to want to be like him every day in my life.
Porque el hecho que tú estés aquí es una gracia de Dios hoy.
Because the reason I'm here, that's a blessing of God.
Tú estás en el cuerpo de Cristo.
We're in the body of Christ.
Y Cristo está aquí.
God is here.
Jesús está aquí.
Jesus is here.
Y si tú no lo puedes sentir,
and you can't feel him,
revísate.
Your feelings are broke. He didn't say that.
Sí. Revísate porque yo creo que Dios ha hecho grandes cosas en estos últimos años y seguirá haciendo.
I know God has done a lot of things.
Yo no soy del tipo de persona que cada vez que pasa, que viene un año nuevo, siempre digo, Este año voy a hacer esto. Este año voy.
I'm not the type of person that every New Year would say, well, I'm going to do this this year.
Este año voy a ser más fiel a Dios.
This year I'm going to be more faithful to God.
Yo no soy compatible con esas clases de cosas.
I'm not that type of person to say those things.
Yo entiendo que solo tengo que disponerme y serle fiel a Dios en todo momento.
I feel like I need to be faithful no matter what, every day.
Cada hora. Siempre en mis oraciones, en la mañana, en la noche, a cada momento, yo siempre le digo al Señor, Señor, hazme ser perfecto, hazme ser correcto delante de ti todo el tiempo.
Every morning I pray to God and I say, Lord, I'm here, I want to be faithful and I want you to correct me every day.
Yo no quiero fallarte.
I don't want to fail you, Lord.
Eso es una oración principal en mi vida.
That's a prayer daily in my life.
Para mí es importante alcanzar la estatura de Cristo.
For me, it's very important.
Yo no quiero fallarle a Dios nunca.
I don't want to ever fail God.
Nunca, jamás en
never,
mi vida. Siempre quiero serle fiel.
I want to be faithful to Him.
Nosotros en Santo Domingo hemos pasado por muchas vicisitudes y esas cosas que yo he podido ver.
In Santa Monica, wherever he's from.
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he visto muchas cosas que han pasado allá.
There's many things that's happened there.
Por causa de pagar el precio de la iglesia del cuerpo de Cristo.
The price that we had to pay for the body of Christ.
Yeah. Eso me ha enseñado y ha abierto mi vista hacia dónde yo debo de poner mis ojos y enfocarme.
It's opened my eyes to see where I need to put my eye, keep my eyes on.
Cada persona aquí tiene a quien mirar.
Each person here has to see.
Dios ha establecido un ministerio aquí delante de ustedes.
God has put a ministry in front of all of us.
Y si ustedes no obedecen ese ministerio,
if you don't obey the ministry,
esa es la puerta a su salvación.
They are the door to our salvation.
Esa es la puerta a ustedes ver a Dios.
That's our door to see God.
Dios lo ha puesto delante de en su cabeza.
God has put this in our head.
Yo agradezco al Pastor Smith bastante y su esposa mucho.
I appreciate Brother and Sister Smith very, very much.
Con todo mi corazón.
With all my heart.
El Pastor Smith tiene un gran ministerio.
Brother Smith has a great ministry.
Yo creo que Dios le ha dado esta iglesia.
I feel God gave him this church.
Para que su ministerio se expanda por toda Latinoamérica.
So his ministry can expand all over Latin America.
Y ya yo creo que empezamos.
And I think it's happening.
Ustedes son el respaldo del Pastor Smith.
Y'all are the backbone of Brother Smith.
No lo desamparen, siempre mantengan su mano en alto.
Keep holding his hands up.
Esta es la iglesia modelo ahora de ese ministerio.
This is a church in his ministry.
No, esta es la iglesia modelo.
Oh, this is the example, right?
Modelo, okay.
The modern example.
Si ustedes no tienen un comportamiento correcto que los más pequeños vean y aprendan de ustedes, entonces Dios va a traer maldición sobre ustedes.
Ooh, if we don't set an example to those little ones, God will put a curse on us. Is that what you said?
He will judge us.
Yeah.
Yes. Si no hay un buen comportamiento en nuestras vidas, Dios va a traer el juicio.
God will bring judgment.
Esta es la iglesia principal de ese ministerio.
This is the principal church.
Yo me quiero referir mayormente a los jóvenes.
I want to speak to the young people.
Porque yo sé, yo como hijo de pastor, yo sé que los jóvenes en mi iglesia me miran a mí.
Because I'm the son of the minister and the young people look up to me.
Y si yo no tengo un buen comportamiento, si yo no doy un buen ejemplo, entonces yo puedo acarrear maldición en mi vida por eso, por causa de eso.
If I don't set a good example to the youth, then God will hold me responsible and judge me.
Esa es una gracia de Dios que yo he podido adquirir ese entendimiento y saber aplicar en mi vida la medicina para matar a mi viejo hombre.
And that's what God has taught me to kill the old man. Give me medicine to kill the old man. Medicina.
Para mí es una gracia. Yo no quiero tomar más tiempo.
I was very, very appreciative. I just don't want to take too much time.
Yo parto mañana hacia Santo Domingo, República Dominicana.
To the Dominican.
Mi vuelo sale mañana a las 9:45 de la mañana.
At 9:45 in the morning.
Yo espero verlo en la reunión en febrero.
And I hope to see y'all in February at the reunion.
Lo aprecio bastante, lo llevo en mi corazón. Jamás lo voy a olvidar.
I'm taking all of y'all in my heart, and I will never forget y'all.
Lo que he aprendido aquí lo llevo en mi corazón.
What I've learned here, I've taken in my heart.
Aprecio también al hermano Andrew y su esposa.
I appreciate Brother Andrew
por su hospitalidad, al hermano Michael, su esposa
Brother
también,
Mike,
su familia,
and
a todos ustedes.
All of y'all.
Yeah, todos ustedes. Yo no voy a tomar más tiempo a mencionarlo a cada uno por su nombre.
I can't take too much time to mention everybody's name.
Los amo bastante. Jamás no lo voy a olvidar.
I love y'all very much, and I will never forget y'all.
Y somos bendecidos.
And God bless.
They call a reunion is what the word they use for convention. Reunion is a convention. That's what they call it over there. Brother Tony Arouse, how do you pronounce that? Is that Arouse? Arouse? Arouse. All right. I understand he sings. Maybe he'd come sing for us. Come right on. We've got musicians here that find you wherever you go.
So you know, I didn't drop here from in a spaceship. I'll tell you a little bit of myself. I want you to say when I leave here tonight, who was that masked rider? You know. So I work at Cisco as a security guard until today. They're moving me to another place come Monday. And I was desperately looking for a church to go to tonight because I want to usher in the new year with God's blessing. And I was getting desperate, but God sent this lady Anne over there, and when I saw on the invoice it was for a church, then I asked her if they were going to be open here tonight, and I was so lucky, blessed to be here tonight. So I asked brother back there to ask pastor if I could sing. So my stomach got queasy, my heart is racing, my hands are cold, and my throat is choking. So I'm going to try to sing just a closer walk with you. See, if you know the words to the chorus, sing along, okay? Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Everybody, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. this world of tosses there. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble days are o'er, time for me shall be no more. Gently lead me safely o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let's do it again. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Safely walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. One more time. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, I appreciated that. Brother Zach's, a schoolmate of his, Brother Travis Austin's here with him tonight. We're glad you're here. Come in a little while ago. If you're going to say anything in this church in 2009, you've got about 7 or 8 minutes left to do it in. Praise God.
Up real quick and thank the Lord for everything he's done for me, and sorry guys, y'all are in the camera now. I forgot. I just want to thank you for everything he's done for me this past year. Real short, in the last few months, our family, my mom's side of the family, has been going through a turmoil, and it's something you just don't like broadcast or talk about, but I asked some people to pray about it, and it was a really bad situation, but through the situation, God has brought my mom's side of the family closer together, and to the point where the other night she got to pray with her brother and sister-in-law before we left their house. And it's a big step in the right direction for our family, and just getting through the situation. Like I said, I don't want to talk about it, but I'll just ask you guys to keep praying for my mom and just the situation you don't know about. And I'm so grateful that y'all have the church here. because I can come visit. And thank you, Sister Smith, for inviting me. I don't know why I didn't just invite myself. I didn't think about it, I guess. But Mom and Dad went to Batesville to be an encouragement there, but I had to work. So I drove up here. And thankfully, someone's going to give me a bed. Otherwise, I wouldn't make it home because I'm really tired. But I'm just grateful to be here and thankful for all the things God has done for me the last year.
Appreciate what God has done for our church here, and I really appreciate Travis being here tonight. I know that he probably doesn't realize this, but he's an angel of sorts. When we shut our school down and Zach started going to Southwest Christian over there, it was hard. But I was raised in this school, my kids were raised in this school, and all of a sudden the school was gone. I was like, what are we going to do? And from my first memories of Southwest Christian was what a good kid, at that time, Travis Austin was. And now what a good young man he is, unless you have bacon in your house. If you ever have Travis Austin over at your house, don't have bacon. We call him the Baconator in the Weiniger house. I left one day, Joanne had, 2 pounds? 3 pounds of bacon. I thought, well, that ought to be suffice. You know, I can go for a quick ride and come back and there'll be bacon left. There was no bacon left. And it wasn't BB either. I bet he probably would have blamed it on BB, but it didn't work. But was a great kid, and I watched him grow up into a great young man. He's been a really good influence. Whenever I'd heard Zach was going on a senior trip or going on some kind of school outing, I was like, is Travis going? Oh, Travis is going. Okay, great. You can go. He's a good kid, and it's really great to see him here tonight. And I just want everybody here to know that I appreciate every one of y'all and the stand that y'all have made and where we're going in 2010. I love y'all.
To the Lord for everything he's done for me, touching my life. There's one thing that I've been really thinking on, and a lot of you know that years and years ago I was in Brother Richard Tate's church, and Sister Edith Tate. I just remember her standing up and praising God and saying, I'm still here. And I'm so thankful for that I'm still here. I mean, you know, like Brother Parker said, it is a journey. And I'm so thankful that he added me to this journey. And I can look back on this past year and see that I've really grown a lot. I've gone through a lot. Things that you really have to just work on with the Lord, just dealing with how to, like Brother Smith said about, you know, getting all that air out, being all puffed up, you know, like Sister Hutchinson said, I want more of the Lord and less of me, but I appreciate this church, I appreciate all of you, and Brother Smith moving here and all of his people following. We're so thankful to have you here. You've really been a blessing. I'm not a type of person to really reach out to people. I'm just more, what is it? introvert type person. I always have a ton of things to say later. Like when I sit down, I'll remember and I'll just have a really great testimony for y'all, but y'all will never know it. But I'm so thankful to all of you, each and every one of you. Y'all have just really blessed my life. I know God has blessed me, and Brother Boyd said something. I know that, you know, I know for a fact that God loves me. I know the Lord loves me, and it's taken me time to, you know, really realize the magnitude of that. And we're all just very blessed, and I mean, just, you know, just knowing what we know, and how he can just come in and just touch your mind, and you know, thinking about going out and trying to, you know, save some souls. I think, like, there was a period there where I was really lost. I didn't know. It's like down deep in my heart, I knew that one day I would serve God. Well, you know, my pastor, he sold our church and moved to Israel and pretty much left us, you know, nowhere. and pretty much the churches that I went to when I was in school was whoever my closest friend was. Like, we'd move, and I'd make good friends with the Baptists, and so that's where I'd go to church, whoever my friend was, you know. And if it was an Assembly of God, girls, like, my mother, she hired a babysitter for us, and she had, like, 5 kids, and right away I made friends with her girls, and so that's where I went to church. But, you know, there was still so much of me, so much that I learned in that church, stuff that I'd heard from my grandmother and my aunt, you know, just all these other churches. I just knew there was so much missing, you know, and really, I don't know, I can't describe it, but whenever God led me here, was through Brother Lineker. I met him years ago in the dining room at 934 Scott, Kansas City, Kansas. And a sister went and brought him over to our table and introduced him, because we had moved from Phoenix to here. And anyway, it has been a very long journey, but God has blessed me and he's kept me. And I'm just thankful, oh God, that I'm still here. And I love all of you.
Yeah. I might say that it was Sister Lynette reminded me that after 2.5 years of driving back and forth from St. Louis, 46 years ago today, Brother Tucker pulled into this parking lot, I guess, or into this town to build this church, this parking lot. And so we want to keep a thankfulness for the men of God that's helped to work out the road for us. And then Brother Lineker, I want to remember and be thankful and honor he and Brother Tucker's ministry and what they laid down ahead of us for us. It's made an easier way. I was thinking here tonight how Jesus, we're working on something that's more corporate, this intertwined, fitted, compacted unity that it's and we need, like Brother Parker said, we've got to have each other. If you've got to have someone to react to and respond to find out what's in you, and then to learn how to give the right reaction. and response. And so when Jesus told his disciples, "These things have I done, but greater shall you do," he knew he wasn't, what was happening in his life wasn't corporate. It wasn't a corporate body of people. But he had to go through the responding to all that, the reactions to him being here on earth, and feel the joy of God's salvation working in his life. But don't you know that he realized that I've got to do this because this has got to get out of me into them. And when it gets corporate, it's going to have so much more effect, and it's going to have so much accomplished, so much more. And I was thinking here tonight about, here's something I'd like for y'all to think about this year a little bit. I think we all think of Jesus and our relationship is more with Jesus than it is God. I want you just to think a little bit about God in heaven, the creator of Jesus Christ, the source of everything, this great creator, this being that's beyond our comprehension, that he loved you and he gave you his life. He imparted something to you. And that you individually have a freedom to just call on his name and just boldly go before his throne and talk to him. I'll tell you, the reality of that to me is so, it's a fathom. It's beyond my comprehension that this great being would give me his time or his, you know, attention, that I could even approach him in some way.